Gedroych Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on our little podcast, we're going to be talking about, winding Stephen Sondheim. Not winding Stephen Sondheim, those two things are separate. And Bush's secret kipping. Yeah, if you like the sound of that, then do have a listen to me every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. There will be excellent chat and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. Well, hello there. I feel like I haven't seen you for ages. It's been a couple of weeks, my darlings. How's everyone doing? Bush, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. How's it going?
All ruddy right, Bush. I've got to say, mate, considering what you've been through the last couple of weeks, you look remarkably bright-eyed and bush-y-tailed.
Are you just being nice, Mel? Because no. I'm clearly quite tired looking at the moment.
There's stubble there, I'm not going to lie. There's a little bit of stubble which says I haven't managed to get to the old razor cupboard. Well, no, but it's cool. There's a sort of slightly Paul Young vibe about you.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is good, mate.
Thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
And you look sparkly of eye.
Really? Look into my tired little being up all night parenting eyes.
Oh, Bush, how's it going?
Thank you. I apologise. I'm the reason we've been off because of my paternity leave.
Oh, listen. We've been excited and then thrilled. When she arrived. Are we allowed to say it's a little girl?
Little girl called Thea, £8,
man.
Which is a good weight.
Yeah.
They thought she was going to be a tiny baby, but she's £8.
£8 is solid.
I think babies are getting bigger.
Do you think?
You remember in the olden days, speak to anyone, everyone was about 6 or 7.
Yes.
About six or seven.
Or they weighed like a bag of sugar.
Like a bag of sugar.
Always, wasn't it? Oh, she was a bag of flour.
Now there's these big 10-pounders knocking around and 9-pounders.
Yeah.
Getting bigger.
Napoleon had teeth.
Really?
Full set of gnashers, my friend.
You are kidding me.
No, absolutely true.
So Napoleon Bonaparte was born with a full set of teeth?
Yeah.
If I take one thing from today's show, that's going to be it. That's amazing.
I don't know if he had both rungs.
Still, what, even one rung's pretty good.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
And little Thea, sort of, is she Thea bald?
Nice big shock of black hair.
Oh.
Because her mum had a lot of heartburn, which I believe is an old wives' tale. If you get heartburn, it's a hairy baby.
Is it?
But it was true. She's got lots of hair. Cheeky little chops.
Aww.
And yes, she's beautiful. She's a little beauty.
You know that, I really don't suggest doing this for a moment, but a baby's grip is so strong, if they were to go on a washing line, they could just grip on.
Well, do you know what? I've been looking at different ways of trying to wind her. just trying to get that burp out. That could be the next frontier.
Yeah,
2-week-old daughter, completely obsessed with trying to get the wind up. It's all about the wind. You can't put them back down again if they haven't been winded. So you kind of live for that noise. And
yes.
If you don't get that noise, you're like, make the noise.
Straight back. It's all about the straight back.
Right, give me your tips. I need some tips
on
this.
So I would cross my legs. I wish I'd done that 9 months previously. I'd cross my legs.
Yeah.
Sit the little babushka so that their legs go off your legs to the side.
Okay, like the way Kermit the Frog used to sit.
Yes!
In the Muppets.
Thank you very, very much for that, Bush.
On top of like a little organ or something.
Always.
About to sing.
Or on the stairs.
Yes.
Halfway up the stairs. Yes. I think that was Robin, it wasn't Kermit. Anyway, that's by the by. So the baby is sort of, off the side, Kermit-like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you manipulate your thumb and forefinger into their armpits.
Right.
Really, really nice and cosily and gently.
In a nice way.
And then slightly go and straighten the back. The back must be straight.
Wow.
And then you tap gently in the sort of lower area, and that should bring it up nicely.
It's like cracking a safe, isn't it? You've got your ears to them, you're tapping, a lot of tapping going on. We're looking for these little bubble holes.
Oh, I've suddenly remembered. It's got to be from the front so that the baby's head sort of is slumping nicely over your hand.
Big chubby cheeks over your hands.
Yeah.
It's like the one where you lean them forward slightly.
Very, very slightly, but it's all in the straight back, Bush.
Straight back.
All in the straight back.
Because I've been doing old school Ted Danson, 3 men and a baby over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder. And then the shard of vomit goes down the back.
I had vomit on the back of my boxer shorts.
Of course you did.
At about 1 o'clock this morning with that manoeuvre. So, thank you. I'll try the other one.
A sort of nice, warm feeling.
It felt pretty good.
Entering the back of the boxers.
Yeah.
Always, always good, Bush. Had it in your hair yet?
Not in my hair. No. I've had it down my chest.
Yep.
I've got into work and it's been like a brooch, almost like I'm the captain of a sea link ferry.
An epaulette.
I give a couple of epaulettes.
In fact, on a sea link ferry, you probably would get that for real anyway.
Exactly.
Just epaulettes made of vomit. Anything frontal down the trousers, that's always good fun.
And she's done a couple of poos on people's trousers.
Lovely. Yeah.
So she kind of mixes it up a little bit. You know, you never know what you're going to get with Thea, and we appreciate that as a family.
Oh, Bush.
Laughing but crying.
Oh, exactly. Oh, that's a good high clear note, isn't it?
Very clear. Do you have to do any high notes in your forthcoming performance, Mel?
Matey, we've got 4 days to go until we start company at the Gielgud Theatre in London's glittering West End.
Has it come up quick? It feels like that's come
yes,
up quick.
Oh, it
my
has.
Gosh.
It has.
Oh, my Lord.
I want to know, Bush, I want to know how to get the counting numbers out of my head, because in a musical, you're constantly counting.
Yeah.
Just to eights or fours in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm doing it now.
Okay.
I've been doing it since we went on air, and it's worrying me.
It's weird, because if you watch Strictly Come Dancing, they have to tell some of the dancers off sometimes for trying not to obviously count out loud.
They mouth it. Yeah, I do that on stage. There's horrendous. I've got to come in on a 7, which is actually really hard.
How can you come in on a 7?
Well, this is... So the lyric is, all those photos up on the walls, okay? So I turn, I go, all those photos up on the walls, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, turn.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that.
That is hard.
I'd be overthinking that. I'd be well overthinking that.
And it's really, and I know that I'm tapping my fingers onto my left leg. I'm going dink, 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 dink. Because it's one of those moves where everyone turns their head at the same time. And if you're the idiot that doesn't, then you get shouted at by...
Have you got a conductor or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got full orchestra, mate.
Oh, my word. Oh, my days.
Orchestra are incredible.
I bet. What does the conductors really do anything, or are they just mucking about?
Our musical director, Joel, who's from New York, he's very softly spoken.
Okay, guys.
But you know when he smiles really broadly at you that you are in so much trouble. It's terrifying.
You came in on a 6 then, Mel. You know it's the 7.
Oh, my God. But the whole show is like that. The whole show is coming in on a 7.
Keep it elite, Mel.
I'm really trying, Bush.
You're going to do it. You're going to smash it.
I'm ruddy trying. It's so much fun. Very much enjoying Bush's dance there to Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
You know that thing when you have a baby, though, you lose all ability to dance?
Yeah, I think I've lost it.
You really do,
for
a while.
It. Yeah.
Something, what is that?
I'm getting worried about what they're pushing. You know when they push adverts to you as well that are focused in on what you're into?
Yeah.
I got a load of adverts the other day on my Facebook page for, you know those tops women can wear, they can rip off to expose a boob to do breastfeeding? A load of them aimed at me. My life become?
That is really, that's awful. They're watching what you're buying, aren't they?
I know, they do. They must know that I've typed in baby on Facebook, and now they're sending me stuff about secret bras for breastfeeding.
I got a Stana stairlift, mate.
Did
you? Not even joking. I got a Stana Ruddy stairlift. I get comfy shoes and Stana stairlifts. Oh, that's worrying, isn't it?
It is worrying.
Now, let's have a look. So Bush has drawn us Stephen Sondheim for today's Leisure of Ledge. Let's have a little look. I'm opening up the book. Oh, that's very strong.
Does he look like him?
Yeah, beady and beardy, with loads of musical notes around him. He's got very clever eyebrows. Is he baring his teeth?
He's got a big smile. He's very happy with your progress so far.
Well, I hope so. He's flying in today from New York. I guess he's going to be watching the preview performances of Company that we're doing next week.
Make the broad at the front do that again. Go round, do that again.
Hey, what's that bacon broad doing in the show? I never let her in.
Oh, I hope he is like that.
It'd be great.
He won't be like that.
I want him to sit at the front in just a cloud of cigar smoke.
Oh, no, we won't. The concept is we won't see him. He'll be in the darkened stalls.
Is that what's going to... Yeah. You can see the glint of his glasses.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll just occasionally have a sort of growl. Stephen Sondheim, lads, he is... Well, you know what? People in the know sing his praises a lot, but people not so much in the know do not. And I believe everyone should know about Stephen Sondheim because he is the Mozart of Broadway.
He is. He's like the man from Del Monte.
Isn't
of
he?
Musicals and stuff.
Yes. I hope he will.
He will say yes.
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 Right, Stephen Sondheim, or as his Latin name goes...
Oh, yeah.
Etiarnibus Sondheim. Hymatrix.
Love that.
Oh, that sounds like a sort of procedure, doesn't it? A hymatrix. You go into the nurse, not even the doctor for that. Good.
Okay, here we go. Podcast question for you, Mel.
All right, my darling. Lay it on me.
It is.
Yeah, go on.
What was the last thing that you fixed?
Ooh. Ah, right, okay. I know exactly what this was. It's one of those camping lights that sort of go slightly nonchalantly around your neck like a snake. You know those wooden snakes that have that kind of movement?
Yeah.
Where you hold the tail and they kind of go, ooh, I'm really explaining this badly.
Well, my eldest daughter, Erin, has got one of those snakes.
Yeah.
She loves it. It's one of the few old-fashioned toys that she still sees as all right.
Oh.
You know, because nowadays kids look at old-fashioned toys and think, what are you doing?
I know.
But wobbly snake, it still looks like a real snake.
Wobbly snake.
Wobbly snake.
It's a little bit like that, and you sort of put it round your neck as you go from tent to loo.
Right.
I've
never heard of this thing.
Oh, they're good, man.
You don't mean like a Coldplay gig-style glow stick around the neck?
Not that cool.
Right.
It's a sort of long stalk, and then it has a bulbous end with a light bulb in it, and you press on it, and the bulb comes on. It's essentially a light.
And I like the way it hangs around your neck, so if you're going to the loo and you're doing your ablutions, you got a good old... It gets all lit up down there.
Exactly.
See what you're doing.
Exactly. And you can also use it as a reading lamp, any kind of lamp. It is, as I say... A lamp.
It's just a lamp.
Anyway, this is probably the dullest anecdote you've ever heard.
I'm loving it.
Feel free to zone out, Bushy, and catch up on those welcome Zeds. I put some new batteries into it, which I was very, very pleased with because I'm not that good.
Oh, what, the little tiny watch batteries?
The little round ones, yeah.
And it's got a spring, isn't it? So they want to fire them back out again, which is quite tricky to
exactly.
get them in.
Exactly. I did that. Does that count as fixing something? Not really.
I would say you've fixed the fact that it wasn't working and now it works.
Yeah, I'll warrant that you've been doing a lot of nursery fixing up.
Yes.
Cots, mobiles, blinds, Oh, what else do you have?
I have stuck
monitors.
A monitor on the wall so I can see her from all angles.
Aww.
That's the last thing I fixed. But I fixed it with blue tack, so I feel it's a slap-up job that is going to come back to haunt me.
Bush, that's terrible.
I know, but I didn't have anything else in the house to fix it up there with, so it's currently stuck on the wall with two bits of blue tack.
That's not going to last, mate.
It's not going to last, is
it? I give that 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Max.
It's going to come crashing down in the middle of just getting off to a good sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bang.
Bush, that's not good. You should put a bracket up.
I'm really bad at that. I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
I don't like drilling into walls in houses because most of the time when you do wall drilling, you unearth this kind of weird dark black soot.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? In an old house?
Yes.
What is that stuff?
I don't know. It's
what are the
weird,
Victorians
isn't it?
Doing?
Yeah. It's some sort of weird detritus from Victorian cooking or from people.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It's like you're going to get melancholy from it or any old-fashioned illness.
You have TB.
Yeah, get a bit of TB.
Whoa. No, don't do that, mate. But maybe cut out the fixing things, yeah.
Just stop fixing.
Let's stop doing that, yeah, good.
You know what, Mel, talking about this new child that's arrived in our lives, you did mention someone in a song. You gave me a bit of a tip, a tactic, which I think I might go for.
What's that, my love?
You mentioned sneaky at work sleeping.
Oh, mate, it's absolutely crucial. Is Katie listening now, your partner?
I don't think she's going to be listening now. I think she might be out. So we can talk about this without any repercussions.
She must never know this.
This might, yeah.
So you come to work, unbeknownst to her, you have a little Zed bed, with some sort of little duvet or
hay or something. Just a bit of hay.
A little snuggly blanket.
You know the way you can look down into like a hamster's house?
Yeah.
Or something. They're all curled up. You can just see their tummy.
A little hibernation hovel.
Oh, that'd be so good.
So create one of those in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, do an hour a day.
Just a little. Would that be bad though?
Never.
Is that wrong? Is that dishonest of me?
No, no.
And to pretend I've got to work late because of a meeting, but I'm just having a little kip.
Honestly, we all do it.
Well, I know
it's
quite a few
totally
people who
fine.
Do like toilet sleeping. They go to the loo, but sit on the loo, not proper loo, and just have a little sleep in there.
I couldn't do. I could sleep on the loo, but a bit bleak.
Sneaky work sleeping. I think sometimes if you're absolutely desperately tired, like I am at the moment, because we're not getting very much, we're getting like 2 or 3 hours sleep a night.
Oh.
So I'll take any form of sleep that I can get.
For me, you've got to be able to stretch out. Do you know what I mean? You've got to have some horizontality, otherwise it's not really a proper kip.
So then you end up like lying on a work couch with your arms on top of you like a cadaver.
Yeah.
I don't like that look. Like you're going to rise up like Dracula.
Yeah. I tell you where's good in this building.
Yeah.
Matt, our amazing, legendary producer / technician /
all-rounder.
Extraordinary good egg.
Yeah.
Has a little room. It's always dark in there. And he has a little sofa.
He's got a nice setup in there, hasn't he?
He's got a little dais. Is that the right word?
I think it is.
It's a spongy dais.
I wouldn't want to spread a rumour. I have heard. But no, it does seem very dim and calm in there, doesn't it?
And he's got the spongy dais. So when, I mean, even if he's in there,
yeah.
I've done it a couple of times. I haven't slept, but I've just gone in there just to chill.
You texted me before saying you're in Matt's boudoir.
I'm in Matt's boudoir.
Yeah.
Get into Matt's boudoir, mate.
Really?
Yes.
His room is so nice and dark. You know when you go to the opticians and they do the bit where they turn the main lights off and get you to look through the thing? You feel relaxed like in that type of way.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally, mate.
I'm
you just
do
get,
it.
Bring a pillow in and a little duvet and get into Matt's boudoir.
Maybe pre-write a note in pen, blue tack it to the window of the studio just to explain to Matt what's going on so he doesn't walk in on you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm going to do.
Good. Bush, sorted.
Ideas.
Excellent. So, Bush, I have to ask this. How's your week been?
Mel, my week has been good. I think I am going to do this sleeping thing that you've been talking about.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Obviously,
yeah.
The baby has made us quite tired, but I'm going to try over the period of the next week.
Yeah.
Obviously, Katie can't hear this. She's out at the moment.
Yeah,
so
good.
What goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah, exactly. She'll never know.
She'll never know. I'm going to try some at-work sleeping. If anyone else listening to this show does sneaky at-work sleeping for whatever reason,
yeah.
Made up meetings, whatever,
yeah.
Made yourself a little bolt hole somewhere,
yeah.
Any tips would be great.
I think it really helps for your after the standards of your afternoon output.
Yeah, I think
so. I really do. 15 minutes, Bush, that's enough.
And then in other countries on the continent,
yeah.
They do little sleeps in the day.
Full on, 2 hours.
And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I used to love making a base. Just a simple towel over a chair.
Oh, yes.
Or the top of, like, you know, kitchen table.
Yeah.
Love a little base.
Yeah.
Why can't we have a base at work like that?
What do you mean a base?
A base is in like...
Sorry, I've agreed with you heavily on this. What
do you mean? You mean like a base?
That you lie on?
No, a base is in like an HQ.
Oh, I see. So something that's covered, like
covered.
A den.
Yeah, like a bit of den. A den, exactly, a den.
So you need... Right, I've got a really good idea.
Go on.
Buy yourself a pop-up tent, the like of which we've seen a lot in the summer with all the festival goings on.
Okay.
Little pop-up tent... And pop that somewhere, maybe in Matt's boudoir.
Yeah.
And then that is your little den.
Because you can get those little dome tents popped up now in like a couple of seconds, can you?
Easy.
Yeah.
There's that room up here where they do the live sessions.
Yes.
Isn't there?
Imagine that. I'm having a clean, you know, brushing my teeth with a towel on my shoulder like I'm at a French campsite and James are waiting to play a gig. Sorry, lads, it'll be 5 more minutes.
I think that's perfectly respectable.
Is respectable.
And reasonable. I think you would sleep through a James set as well.
No offence, James.
No.
they can use that quote on their new poster for the forthcoming album, Mel. I'm sure they'll be over the moon. Slept through it, like the last song.
I think you should do that, Bush.
Okay, that's a deal.
Good. I love it when we make a deal that we don't really stick to. Right.
Here we go.
Stand by your beds, Bushy. Oh, this is a great question. If you were a cake, which cake would you be?
If I was a cake, I would definitely be a banoffee pie.
Oh.
I love banoffee pie.
Oh.
I love the fact there's an element of jeopardy about banoffee pie as well, in that you... Don't you have to boil a tin of something to the point where it might explode and be like an improvised explosive device?
It's so exciting.
It is exciting, isn't it?
And you have to undo it, and the hope is that it's just brown... caramelly gorgeousness.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love banoffee pie.
Love banoffee. If you were going to be a cake, what cake would you be?
I think I would be a...
So many cakes going through Mel's mind at the moment.
The Rolodex. I'm thinking Battenberg.
Ooh.
Slightly oversweet.
Yeah.
70s.
Yeah.
A little bit garish. and nothing homemade.
But really enduring. You know that it's going to be around forever.
I love a Battenberg.
I love a Battenberg. I can't see that there's ever going to be a time in the future when there won't be Battenberg.
Exactly. I could eat a whole Battenberg right now.
Me too.
I literally could, mate.
Yep.
I wish we had one here because then we could sort of dare each other. My brother dared my sister to eat a whole Dundee cake.
Oh, that's slow and heavy going, that.
She did it.
Did she?
She was so in awe of him because he was the older brother. She did the whole thing.
Can you pass on to your sister from me my compliments?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's very good work.
They're slightly claggy and dry as well.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
all those almonds.
A boost bar really, really quickly.
Yeah. So good. So banoffee and Battenberg, there's a nice little symmetry to that. Oh, thank you so much for listening to our little podcast. Hear more bants and larks like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroych Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.